The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Final hour has arrived. It's been a very good show, and appreciate all of you being a part of it. Let's check in with Mary, who is in Birmingham. Hello, Mary.
Hey, Paul. I've always liked Greg McElroy. He's a great guy, very smart. I don't like Jim. I turn my TV on mute when he comes on. He's always ranting and raving over things. But my comment on Greg was, it just seemed like he's a former Alabama player, and he sounded, of course, very unbiased and was always saying things like, if Tennessee would just do this, they would, And it just seemed like he was saying that way too much in the first half. So
Mary, there's always a challenge when you let former players do games of their own team. I frankly don't have a problem with it. I see it happen in the pros. I see it happen. Sometimes you can't help it. And Greg is one of the top, he's part of one of the top teams at ESPN, so you're going to get Alabama games. And I think it's good because he does have an insight, but he has an equal insight to Tennessee. He's done a couple of their games already this year. He did the Florida game. So I think people hear what they want to hear. And I don't mean that as a criticism of anyone. I know it because I've experienced it before. Throughout many years of doing this, and that's okay. That's why we have such a great sport and have shows like this.
Roll Tide.
Good to hear from you. Thank you. If I had to give a snapshot of what I've heard people say about Greg McElroy over the years, it's always been that he's too critical of Alabama. but he is, you have to remember, though, the broadcasters, this isn't a talk show. They are there to celebrate the event, to celebrate the game, and to give analysis of what they see. This isn't like one of these film rooms or the Manning cast on Monday Night Football, where they're being a little more critical. College broadcasters are usually, they're critical within the framework of the game. But that's to the extent of it. They are in many ways cheering for both teams to do well. When they don't, you simply say what you saw. Sometimes that comes off as criticism. Iman is up next.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
It doesn't surprise me that the Bama fans are calling and complaining. I mean, that's what they do best. You remember a few years back when Vern was talking about Mark Ingram? And what a great story about his mama going to Saban to get Mark to Tuscaloosa. And then they mentioned that Mark's daddy was in prison. And they just came unglued. They came unglued. And that was a great story about a mother doing something with her son because they trusted the coach in Tuscaloosa. Is that correct?
Yeah, I remember you having quite a bit to say about Mark Ingram's father.
Well, all I did was ask, is his daddy still in prison? Is he?
No,
I mean,
he's not.
I don't I know and don't really care.
I believe I met him somewhere along the way. I believe he's out of prison.
Well, and that's a good thing.
If you're ever in prison, getting out is a very good thing. I would agree with you.
It's a good thing. You can have a will.
I served 5 years one time, and I was happy to get out.
And I tell you, when you sat on the sidelines after you hurt your knee in Tennessee and couldn't play quarterback anymore, that just had to be the most miserable time of your life.
It was, but I committed myself to finding another profession.
So you did, and you took up some guitar, and you started doing those James Taylor shows, you was good at it.
I was. I didn't make it there either, so I hobbled over to the newspaper office. Bad knee and all.
And then you pissed everybody off.
Yeah, it was much more fun.
I got to ask you one more time, Paul. Can I do this?
I wish you
Is
would.
Mark Ingram's daddy still in prison? You have a good day.
I don't know why I-Man took so much pleasure in that story, but back to the old show. He would do that take every day, and I finally blew up on that one day, and that's where that comes from. Mitch is up next. Mitch, go right ahead.
Uncle Paul, how were you this week?
Mitch, better this week than ever before.
I know, because you're smoking something.
I wish I was.
I want some of that. You really think Dabo would want LSU?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so. I hope.
I just, all I said was I thought he would entertain a conversation, but I am.
Okay.
Let me make myself clear.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. I don't think he is going anywhere with that job. So let's go ahead and scratch his name off.
Okay. Yes. I was going to be like, nah, Alabama. Yeah, he might want that one. Paul, I want to give you a compliment, and I hope that all the listeners are here. You are so good with the children when they call.
Well, thank you. I've gotten more pleasure this year when we're on the road and even here talking to young people. I just because, Mitch, I saw a couple of young, like 8 or 9 year old kids in Oxford, and yeah, they're so impressionable, and we both remember, you know, what it was like to be that age. And I know some of the things you went through. But when I met an athlete or a coach, I mean, I could barely talk. And you know, meeting me is minuscule compared to that. But it's still, I still really enjoy doing it.
These young people call in and talk to you as though they've been doing it every day of their life. And they're so respectful and so polite. And I hope that some callers that call in and sometimes let some words slip out that they shouldn't, they need to remember that we've got young people nowadays that are big-time sports fans, and they love your show.
Mitch, that's great. And because you're so kind, I am going to refrain from mentioning your favorite school today. How about that?
Can I ask you one question real quick?
Yes.
What is your definition of irrelevant?
Well, now, yeah, it's a good question because, Mitch, what I do is different than what other people do. I'm not doing a show at the ACC network where the next Clemson game is still important. I'm here.
No.
I'm getting my answer. And on a national scale, I talk about it with other shows. So irrelevant to me means that you are no longer part of the conversation that I'm interested in. Clemson is irrelevant to me the rest of the year because they don't factor in anything important. They're done. That's what I mean by that. I don't mean that the program is not going to have fans at the next game, or they're still going to continue to pay Coach Dabo all the money that they're paying him. Bowden is up next. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. So great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I just had a real quick question. So after the game this weekend, my dad was real upset about defense, but Coach Saban seemed a lot happier than usual. Do you think my dad might need to relax, or do you think Coach Saban needs to be a little trying to find the right word for it, upset about
yeah,
the bad
no,
defense?
Bowden, I am going to refrain because I don't know your dad. I'm going to try to talk to you as an adult, okay?
Okay.
And maybe I would talk to your dad as a child. Your dad is a fan, so he watches a game and he's seeing things that he doesn't like. And I know a lot of Alabama fans that were beside themselves Saturday night. Now, I know that a lot of you who didn't watch the game and you see the final score, it's 28 points. But that was a close game, and it was very upsetting to Tide fans for a considerably long period of time because they didn't expect an evening of angst and anxiety. So is your dad calmer today than he was Saturday night?
Yes, sir, a lot more calmer.
Well, Tell your dad. I don't want to tell your dad what to do. I think that would be unfair. But sounds like you got a great dad, though. So you give your dad my best, and you have a great night. Bowden, thank you. I don't want to tell him to tell his dad to chill out. We will take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We welcome you back, and our next caller is Dude. Hello, Dude.
Hey, Paul.
How are you?
Well, let me tell you something, Paul. You got to listen to me, Paul. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Paul. I mean, I'm jumping out. You got to listen to me, Paul. You know what I'm talking about, Paul. Don't you know what I'm talking about, Paul? I mean, you've been with me, Paul. You know what I'm talking about, Paul. I mean, come on, Paul. You know. I mean, let me talk, Paul. Let me talk. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Paul. Let me have at it. I mean, you always try to get into my conversation, Paul, but you know what I'm talking about, Paul. I mean, you know that Jack Daniels ain't no good. You know he ain't no good. And that McElroy, I mean, come on, Paul. Paul, you talk to me. You know it. I mean, you know me, don't you, Paul? You know me.
Well done.
You laughing, Paul, but you know me. You know me, Paul. Tell me I ain't right. Tell me I'm not right, Paul.
How did Jim sneak back on the show? I thought we already talked to him.
I didn't bet you let me back on, Paul. I mean, come on, Paul. I know you don't like me, Paul. I mean, we're supposed to be boys like that, but you don't like me, Paul. I mean, me and you, we know each other, Paul. I mean, but you don't like me.
Well done. Well done, dude. Thank you. Mike is up next in L.A. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. You ready to celebrate that Vols loss the other night with me?
Help me with this, Mike. How many moral victories do we have this year?
That may be the best one.
It was good.
I mean, I think if you're the chancellor and the AD and you're out there recruiting, this time last week, everyone was talking about the black eye and the Tennessee fans and what everybody was going to do to them. And now it's like you're down one score in the fourth quarter on the road at Bama. You know, it's third and long, and Bama has to go over the top to score a touchdown to extend it to 14. Then you're driving, and, you know, Hooker and Javonte Payton, Bama gets an interception, and then we go for it. So, you know, that was a good moral victory. It changed the optics a little bit for us.
Yeah, I don't know how you can come away from that as a Tennessee fan and not feel good about what you've done this year. And unfortunately for Tennessee, the next couple of weeks are going to be a real, real challenge with Kentucky. And then there's Georgia. But I would not let any of that dissuade anyone from thinking that this program is in significantly better shape today than it's been in for a long time.
the two things that I would point out is we got the Kentucky game, we got a bye week, and we're injured and banged up. We're going to be as healthy as we've been since the starting of the season when we go to Lexington. And I believe a healthy Tennessee team has a real chance against Kentucky. I actually like them to win the game. Maybe I'm a homer and looking through orange color. And I think if we're healthy at Georgia, we don't win the game, but I think we can put up some points again. I mean, look, they're the best defense in the country, but I think arguably we could be the best offense they'll face if we're healthy. So that's a little homer Tennessee, but that's how I'm looking at it today on Monday.
Rocky Top will always be. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, have a blessed.
Okay, good to hear. That was fun. Let's check in with Dylan in Georgia. Hello, Dylan. Go right ahead.
What's going on, Paul Feinbaum?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You had Mitch give you a call earlier talking about how good you are with children, and I definitely agree with you, with Mitch, and it just struck me. You've had a lot of practice. You've been talking to Jim from Tuscaloosa since his infant day, so you've gotten good at it because, you know, Jim's on every day, and, you know, he's about as immature as the youngest kids you got. So, but hey, how about them dogs, Paul? I honestly think that we're looking at another 2017 year, 42-7 blowout or whatever it was. I really think the dogs are going to put it to Florida. And, you know, whether it's JT or Stetson, I think we're in good shape. I don't think we're getting enough credit. Even from you, last week we got Kentucky. And you said that you needed to see us play a high-powered offense like Florida. But it seems like everybody's saying that every week. When are we going to get some credit, Paul?
Dylan, I appreciate the call. When you're number one in the country, I think there is a lot of credit that goes with that. But then again, I'm a commentator and not a fan. But we'll see. Nick is up next. Hey, Nick, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I think this is the very first time I've ever spoken with you stone cold sober. And it's made me think in a different way. And okay. I hope you could use your considerable clout.
Oh.
And, you know, what do you guys do? Put some kind of wheel in the break room there and spin it. And if it lands on your name, you get some show. I mean, between these two bozos on Thinking Out Loud and the other two nice young ladies in that other show that's unwatchable, I mean, can you just call the brass at Disney, spin off ESPN, do the deal with DraftKings, and put on some real content that Tourist Monkeys could get better ratings after you if you put something of substance there, Paul? I mean, can you help me understand this, please?
I cannot. And I say that only to say this, and the book would say, don't go ahead and argue and defend, but I'm not going to do that because you're certainly entitled to your opinion. I am on this program every day, as you well know. I do another show on Saturday morning. Those are the only shows that I'm actively involved with the production and content. Now, yes, I talk to Richard and Spencer. I communicate with other people on other programs, but I really don't know, nor would I ever claim to know how.
But don't you,
Paul,
don't you look at the rating? Don't you look at ratings just besides your own? I mean, when I worked in a big corporation and I was the head of a major department, I looked at other departments.
Well, I know that you're going to raise your eyebrows and say sounds like a company response here, but I don't. We know. Relatively speaking, how we're doing, and I believe all the shows you mentioned have done quite well this year. You know, compared to what, I don't know, because I'm not privy to all the hard data. But this is a network that I'm guessing, because I'm not in on these decisions, you know, tries to appeal to a very broad spectrum of people. This program, a lot of people hated this show when it first came on. Quite frankly, some still don't like it. But we're here.
Paul, the network the network has so much more upside than it's being put forward, and you have to blame management. It's time to shake it up. I told you, Greg, thank you should have pulled in those two new teams, you know, months before they did it. I'm telling you now, the SEC network needs to improve. Because it can.
Well, yeah, let me, you know, I don't know what would be on after us if that show wasn't on. I'm guessing it would be another football game. So my final answer to you would be this. You know, the program after us is unique. The first couple of years, it had Greg.
Unique, that's a nice way to say it.
It had Greg and Marcus Spears. And I'll be.
That was good.
Yeah, I mean, but let's be frank here. That's a tough act to follow, okay?
That's true, but it's the SEC network. It should be able to follow it.
But, Nick, I will also say this, and here, you know, accuse me whatever you want, but I will take the finished product of this network easily over what's going on down the dial up in Chicago or out in the West Coast
bar.
With the Pac-12. Well, I agree with you. It's a very low bar, but you know, I appreciate you caring enough to call. I really do. I think it's a, you know, normally if this was a normal job, if I was doing a radio show and you called to complain, I would say, let me tell you what I'll do. I'll go down the hallway and get the program director in here, and you can ask him that question. I'm probably not going to do that here because I think I understand why every show is on, and I also understand why you may like it or not.
Well, I mean, Paul, like, do you look at your ratings on like a weekly or a daily basis?
We are kept abreast of how we're doing for the most part, and I think this show has done well over its course of time.
And you're not involved in any other meetings outside of your show?
I can assure you, I am barely involved in meetings on this show. But yes,
is that the way that you like it?
What's that?
Is that the way that you like it? Is that what you would prefer?
No, I care very deeply about what we do here.
You know, like Aaron Rodgers, how they don't ask his opinion, and he ruffled his feathers about that. Is this the company line that you can't really say because they don't, or you'd prefer to be involved more?
Well, I am involved as much as I can be with this program, and when I say that, yes. I do influence how this program goes because I'm sitting here every day. So no matter what they bring me before the show, I can still alter that because, you know, on live. But you know, you know, this is a huge company. You've already said the key words, Disney. You know, ESPN is part of Disney. This network is part
of
ESPN.
That's why it needs to be broken up, because it's a paralysis of analysis. I can only imagine the bloody red tape it takes to get anything done. And believe me, that's not a good thing.
Well, Nick,
it's time.
Nick,
to
I would be
break it up.
I would be disingenuous if I sat here and said that I've agreed with every decision that's ever been made since I joined here. I that would be ridiculous. I'm not going to say that because it's not true. But I have also made a decision to work here. I just recently agreed to another several years into the future. So I can't sit here and say I'm unhappy. I'm very happy to be here. I love what I'm doing. And I respect you not liking other shows. That's fine. And I'm not
I like your show, Paul.
Well, and that means a great deal because we have a group, a fairly small group for a show like this that work very hard every day. And we try to provide. And part of the thing that we try to do is listen to people when they have a complaint. And I am listening to you, and I you're certainly welcome to watch or not watch. I don't claim to, you know, I mean, I joked with Spencer and Richard a minute ago, but I you know, once I'm done with this show, I'm not going to be glued to more sports shows the rest of the night.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Paul. I think you're doing a great job, and I think I guess my main point is just that with such a strong foundation with your program, it should be fairly easy to build better shows around with bigger stars or people that know what they're talking about. And and maybe that sounds harsh, but let's face it, you know, this is a business, and it's time to lift this network up because I think it's got so much more potential than it's being delivered.
Okay. Well, Nick, thank you. I appreciate what you had to say. Don't really agree with it, but that's okay. That's why we're here. We will come back with 30 more minutes.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We welcome you back. Great to have all of you here. And let's get back to the calls. And Lamar is next. Hello, Lamar. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Paul. It's not a first-time call, but I've got a couple of things. Number one, I am an Alabama grad. I'm strongly supportive of the excellent objective analytical work by McElroy.
Thank you.
He did a super job. Number two, I was in attendance at the Alabama-Tennessee game, and I'm embarrassed for Tennessee for the behavior of their coach.
Really? What happened?
Just sidelined on the field all night. He and the assistants. I don't understand why they wasn't a sideline warning, not only on the field, but of absolutely violated the 20 to 20 yard box. And then his reaction to the review, which was undeserved, clearly a touchdown, but he was using some bad language. I officiated 25 years. I guarantee you I would have penalized any coach that had that kind of language toward me and unprofessional.
Well, Lamar, let me ask you to expound on that. And you as a former official see things a little bit differently than me as a fan. But can you explain the protocol there and what's okay and what's going over the line?
Number one, they had a call. If the SEC review official up there didn't ask for it, then he can have a review with a timeout.
Okay.
That wasn't charged. Okay, so that was undeserved. And then to not accept it. And now I can look back, having caught parts of the Ole Miss Tennessee game, I can't believe that he gave the leadership he should have. I know it's your alma mater.
It doesn't matter.
Mighty fine people, but there was unprofessional behavior. But if we can go back to that game, and I can say those officials missed the forward progress after a review. The guy who happened to make the line of the advance of the ball, he was trailing the play 5 to 8 yards. He was on the Ole Miss sideline, by the way. And you can just psychologically analyze calls by officials and see if one side's calling balanced or calling against the other side, vice versa. But anyway, it was not the right call for him to make. He was out of position. Maybe he was responsible for it, but he missed it. And they did not get where the ball was. Yeah, he had it in his belly, but they don't get forward progress. So we can talk about officiating.
Hey, Lamar, I'm curious because in your experience, and obviously it's pretty vast, what when coaches talk to the officials, those of us watching, it seems like gamesmanship, but what's really going on there?
That's an excellent question. I've seen Coach Stallings become extremely nonverbal. I've never seen or read any lips of our coaches. I'm not saying they didn't do it, but I've never seen that. It's clueless. I was on the opposite sideline, Tennessee sideline, and I could read his lips very clearly.
Right.
What he was saying, and he said it more than once.
To the official.
That is not considered cursing, but in my opinion, it's abusive language to a professional there who's doing his job, whether he's right or wrong, but they happen to be right in my opinion. But he got no charge, no timeout. And like I say, they violated the field all night long. And that's just not going to last. I don't think he'll last because I don't think he's that professional. I wish Tennessee good luck. But those are my comments. I
okay.
appreciate it very much.
Well, Lamar, thank you. I'm always certainly interested in when somebody has been there and done it versus me with a remote control in my hand.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.